Okay, we're on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. About five lines up, six lines up from the bottom. Ketzad Moilel. How does someone do these melilos, you're unrolling or you're unraveling? Yeah, and Rashi says this is talking about on Yom Tov. Abaye Mishmei de Rav Yosef Omar, he says in the name of Rav Yosef, Chada, one. Achada, up on one. Means like the Rashi says like this, your thumb on your finger, whatever you call it, right, that finger, the etzba. Yeah, that's one opinion. Now we can get a little bit more, even a bigger thing over here. Rav Abiyu Mishmeid Rav Yosef Amar, Chada, you can do one, Atati on two, so you can do your thumb on two fingers. Okay, Rav Amar, he says, Kivan de Mishani, since he is changing from the norm, a filu chada, even if you did one, your thumb, a kulhu, upon all of your other fingers, nami, would be okay. You'll be allowed to do that.
So what is the norm?
I suppose the norm is maybe you go, I think it's that, two hands together. If it's with hands, or maybe with the machine. Okay. Now, ketzad menafeach. How does one menafeach? Yeah, so this Rashi says this can be on Shabbos because we said earlier, right? We said you do your melilos beforehand, and then you can menafeach on Shabbos. Menafeach means literally blow. So Rav Adaba Ava says like this: Amarav, in the name of Rav, menafeach, he can blow mikishrei from the from the joints of etzba oisov of his hands. Right, ulamala, and from above. So that means if you like this, but you see palms open, and you place so from the, I suppose either from the I forgot what you call these, you know the what? Yeah, you know from your knuckles, but the other way around though. Yeah, right from the joints, right from so it's basically the mid part of your hand, and then you place it there and you blow forward. So this people took issue with this. Machu means they laughed. Allah upon it, but Ma'arava, the statement in Ma'arava in Eretz Israel, and they said like this: Kivan Dumashani, seeing as he's changing it, doing it from the norm, yeah, a feel of a kulu yada, you could even do it in the whole hand, right? Why have to do it, you know, stop placing it like in the mid hand, it's like tissue bab, you know, when you're like washing your hands or whatever, you know, find the middle of your hand. No, you do the whole hand, yeah, yada, nami. So I suppose because the norm is to do it on two hands, right? I suppose the same thing as well. So you put your two hands together. So you can do it on one hand. Ella, Amar Rabbi Elazar says, Rabbi Elazar, minafeach, you can blow. Biyado achas, one hand. You can only do it in one hand. Yeah. And you're also allowed to use your whole, you can go for it. As soon as it's one hand, you can give a good blow over there. And that will be fine to do. Okay. Mishnah, moving forward. Yud Dalet. Beis Shammai Omri. Beis Shammai say, Tavlin, spices, nidoichin, can be crushed, but modoch shall eats. In a pestle of eights, right? A wooden one. Normally, right, mortar and pestle, I should put on the WhatsApp, right? The mortar is the bowl, yeah, and the pestle is the crushing thing, yeah? So normally, they're made of stone, the pestle, yeah? But over here, we require, in order for doing tochein, for crushing things, Beis Shammai requires a slight shinui to use a wooden pestle. Ba'melach, melach needs a larger shinui, being that, but pach means, beis is a prefix, pach is a pottery vessel, yeah, that's the receptacle. Rashi says, or, over here, it's not both, yeah, or, but eight's a poro. Or alternatively, you can use some kind of big spoon. I assume this is for the receptacle, or I'm not sure, or it's the crushing itself, but some big spoon, you've got to use that in your crushing process with regards to the salt. So basically, according to Beis Shammai, everyone's going to agree this, basically salt needs a higher level of shinui. Okay, Beis Hillel, Omrim, Beis Hillel say, Tavlin, you know, Tavlin spices, Nidoichin Kedarachon, you can do it in the normal way. Yeah, but modoch shel even in a modoch of even. Yeah, that means basically you don't need a shinui, so you can use a stone pestle. Okay, Good morning, Moshe Chaim. We're in the Mishnah on Yud Dalet. Amud Aleph near the last line. V'melach, Beis Hillel says, the melach, v'modoch shel eitz. You do with, that you need a shinui, but you need a slight shinui. What you got to, you can use the same instrument, but just the material, right? You make it from a wooden one instead of a stone one. So you use a wooden pestle. Okay, end of Mishnah.
Only melach is really a shinui.
According to Beis Hillel, yeah. Everyone agrees that melach is more, you need a larger shinui. So now the Gemara is going to speak this out. Very well noted, Gil. Dekuli Alma, everybody agrees, mihas, nevertheless, melach, the salt by shinui needs a shinui. Okay, my timer. What is it? Why do you have to? Why do you need a shinui for salt? Why is the high requirement? So Rav Huna and Rav Chista. There's a machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Chista with the explanation why it needs. Chad Amar. One of them says, Kol hakaderos, all dishes. You meaning like stews or whatever, like things that you cook in a pot. Kulon tzrichas melach, they all need salt. So you know ahead of time that you're definitely going to have salt. You need salt on Yom Tov. It's like one of the things you've got to get, right? You know what I mean? You've got to get michalas, you've got to be, you know. What's that?
Kaderas?
Kaderas means like pots, that means, or bowls that you, basically, it's like a cooked dish though. It's like a cooked dish, basically. All cooked dishes need salt, okay? So in contrast, the ein kol kaderos, not all dishes need Srichas tavlin, they don't all need tavlin. Salt sometimes is just enough, you can get out with salt. So therefore, as soon as you know you're going to have salt, but you don't know you're going to have tavlin, you know, actually say, where's the, you know, the ginger? You know, so, ginger, okay, whatever. So therefore, you're allowed to do, there you wouldn't have to, it's not, you didn't know about it. So therefore, there's a leniency, and therefore you'll be allowed to do it with a small shinui or with a shinui according to Beis Hillel. But salt, soon as you have to do it beforehand. And if you didn't do it beforehand, you got to do a shinui. Okay. The Chadama, and the other one gives a different explanation why with salt will be more stringent. Kol tavlin mafigin taman. All other spices, they lose their taste, their original taste. They get, you know, it dissipates. Rashi says Lashon Temura, right? Over it means, here it means it's insane. It like switches, but it loses its taste over here. Yeah. A melach. A melach, it doesn't lose its taste. You can crush it, you know, a week earlier, 2 weeks earlier, and it's still got the same koach, I suppose, right? So therefore, there's ein ba'ayah, so do it beforehand. So if you don't do it beforehand, so therefore we require you to do a shinui. So my benayu, what is the halachic difference between these two explanations? So answer the Gemara, ikar benayu, there is a difference between them. Yeah, like this. Yeah, do yoda ma kadeira boy. That he knew which cooked dish by Lubshule they wanted to cook, yeah. That and basically he knew he's having such a, you know, he's having like this dish that has paprika and it's his paprika schnitzels or whatever, you know what I mean. So he knows he's gonna have paprika on Yom Tov. So therefore, and according to the reason that if you know ahead of time, he should have done it ahead of time. But according to the reason that says that other spices lose their taste. So therefore, you still will be allowed to do it on Yom Tov in the normal way, whatever that is, meaning the normal totally, or with a small shinui. Inami, but morika. Morika is a spice which has a light salt in the sense that it doesn't lose its taste. So even, you know, so morika, you should have, you know, in your pantry, you should have morika, already pre-crushed morika, because it doesn't lose its taste, so we may as well do it beforehand. But according to the reason of losing, of knowing, yeah, you didn't really know though. You don't always know you're definitely going to have your marika. Okay. Amar Rav Yehud. So that was an explanation of the Mishnah now. Now this is going to be a bit of a swerve ball. Amar Rav Yehud Amar Shmuel says, Rav Yehud in the name of Shmuel, Kol Nidoichin, all things that are crushed, and Nidoichin Kadarkan, you can crush them as normal on Yom Tov. There's no problem crushing things as normal on Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, Filu Melach, and even salt, you have a hot on Mars. You said melech by shinui. We saw in the Mishnah that a melech needs a shinui. So how can Shmuel say you don't need a shinui? So answer the Gemara, who da amok he had tana? Because Shmuel is actually going like a different tana, right? The tana, we're familiar with this. We're going to have a different understanding, different version of the machlokis of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. So we've got this brayse that says like this. Amar Rebbe Meir, says Rebbe Meir, no, lo nechlechu, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai are not arguing on this. al hanidoichin, on the things that are crushed, shinidoichin kadarchan, and you can crush them in their normal way. Umelach imahem, a melach you could do with them. When you're crushing your other spices, you can do melach with them. Meaning that's what we saw earlier. That's called tefela. Remember, we saw that with taking your truma. You can take truma. Well, the piggyback. Yeah, the piggyback, right. It's the piggyback. Thank you. Which is not based on the word piggy, which we say. So, yeah, the chazir. It's apparently. It's not known where that comes from, but you can do a piggyback. Okay, so lo nechlecho ella. The only arguing, in this case, ledoicha bivne atzma. Can you pound up salt on its own? Shebei shamei omrim, they say, melech has to, you have to do a bavah in this pottery thing, or alternatively, with this large spoon. Yeah, let's slee, if you're doing it for slee. Okay, we're going to have to see that. So slee is a bit, right? Yeah, aval lo lekadeira, but not for a kadeira. As we saw earlier, slee needs less, right? All right, and kadeira is more. So if it's a small amount, then you're allowed to do it with a shinui, right? So basically saying you have to do a shinui for salt when you do it on its own. For if it's just the amount you need for tzli, but not for the amount you need for kedera. Beis Hillel Omrim, they say, b'chol davar, you can do it with anything. B'chol davar. So that was the end of the braisa for now, but we're going to say we've got an issue with that. B'chol davar. Salka daitach, what, you can even use muksa. Can you even use a power drill? It can't be. Yeah, Ella, Eima l'chol davar. No, it doesn't mean with anything. You can't use muksa to crush it. It means l'chol davar, means you can do it for anything, meaning even for kadeira, even for cooking, even the large amount. Okay. So it sounds like, yeah, that they basically, sounds like they need a shinui though, with Beis Hillel though, right? Even there though. I think Beis Hillel for salt could be, right, okay. Amalei, that's it, let's stop there.